Marine 5, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. If you didn't get through this morning for In the Nuts, it'll be back tomorrow after 5:30, returning to 8 a.m. as well next Monday here on Triple M. Thanks to Anything Environmental. G'day to Jason and the team. 20 degrees at Shute Harbour, Mackay Showground. Day 2 of the Mackay Regional Show. It is open at 9 this morning. Day 2. It was a good day yesterday.
It was a very good day yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. Went along for the first Jaguar Dog of the season.
My God, that was huge.
As if I, yeah, mine, you didn't have the footlong though, did you?
Oh, no, I saw the footlong and said, no thanks.
I ate it.
Yeah, I know you did.
This is the winning, this is the audio of getting to the first Jaguar Dog of the season.
Look at the size of these babies. I beat ya.
Long Jaguar Dog.
I beat ya.
I beat ya.
Now, Dave was saying he was saving a dog that was on the road, which you were.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. It was a race to the first Jaguar Dog of the season. So I did win that.
And it wasn't 9 o'clock. It was before 9.
Thank you very much. I still won.
Yeah, all right. I'll give it to you. Well done.
Maybe I shouldn't have. Oh, we saw the lady who usually gives us the Jaguar Dogs.
Yeah, the one from St. Lawrence.
Yes, she was opposite the lady that we got the first Jaguar Dog of the season from.
Yeah.
I don't think she was terribly happy that we went. I didn't know that they were different vans. I thought they were just all the same person.
Oh, God, no. I think they sort of compete with each other, don't they?
Yeah, like, I found that out now, yes.
Each and every show around the country.
Well, I got my what's worth because she said, I saw you down that foot-long Jaguar Dog. Oh, you've put on a bit of weight over the last 12 months or so, haven't you?
She did too. You, did?
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, well, that hurt.
Stacked on the weight a little bit. Thank you very much for reminding me. I really appreciate it.
See, I don't notice this. I thought you actually lost a bit of weight.
I have.
That's what I thought.
I have. So we put on weight during COVID. Absolutely. Yeah. Who bloody didn't put weight on during COVID, honestly?
Yeah.
But then, yeah, so it's starting to peter off now. I have been more active in the last few weeks. But
yeah. But you've also had a few health issues there as well. So you're getting on top of that.
Turning 40 was supposed to be the start of your life.
Yeah. 40 is the new 70.
Are you talking about the worst medical history life? Yes, because if that's the case, yeah, you're right. It is the start of your life. Yeah, so she was pretty open and said, oh, you stacked on a bit of weight. How do you tell? Like, I feel like you and I could probably say to each other.
Well, we're brothers, basically.
Oh, you've put on a bit of weight.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever say that to a stranger.
Well, we weren't really strangers to it. We knew, we've known her for years.
Even a friend, I probably wouldn't even say that to a friend.
Well, what would you say then?
Nothing.
No, you've got to say something.
I would never say anything to anybody. I wouldn't even say it to my mum. My mum has put on weight, not now, but in the past she has put on weight, but I never once said anything to her about it. That's not for me. That's not my issue. That's not for me to tell her about. She probably already knows that.
Well, not everybody notices. Like, I didn't notice.
When you put on weight?
Yeah. I just thought I looked buff. Maybe I had one of those.
You've got beer goggles on. If you think that. Like buff.
I don't know. Maybe I've got one of those mirrors that you see at the show, which sort of hides everything. I don't know.
I don't check the mirror, so that's probably why I didn't realize I'd put on weight until somebody had said it to me as well. Anyway,
okay, so
is what it is. So we should lose some chunk together. I think lose a little bit of weight together.
Sure.
What do you reckon? By exercising.
Oh.
I've been doing that for the last 2 weeks, gradually getting onto the treadmill at home. So
right. Okay.
I don't go out walking because I'm worried about birds, number one.
Well, the magpies do terrify me, yes.
And number two, I can watch Netflix while I'm walking on the treadmill.